Now, you've said that a second referendum is on Scottish independence is now within touching distance. So how quickly do you think it can happen?
I want it to happen next year, and the reason for that is simple. I believe it's time for Scotland to determine what kind of future we want and what kind of country we want to be. And in effect, who decides Scotland's future is one of the central questions at this general election. We can leave our future in the hands of Boris Johnson, be taken out of the EU against our will, have our NHS and workers' rights put at the mercy of Donald Trump, continue down a path that sees tax cuts for the wealthy is prioritised over investment in public services and people, or we can take our future into our own hands and choose a Scotland that is open and welcoming, where we put fairness and equality very much at the heart of everything that we do. So that's the question for people in Scotland at this election. It really matters. Our future is on the line, and it's a choice of what kind of future we want.
We heard from Boris Johnson a little earlier on the show. I'm not sure if you managed to catch his entire
I
reply
caught some of
to my
it, yeah.
question when I asked if he would be prepared to give the green light to another independence referendum. He said that he doesn't want to have one, he doesn't see any reason to go back on that, that people have already had their say in a once-in-a-generation event. What did you make of his answer?
Well, I thought his waffling was quite instructive, actually. I mean, he omitted to recognise the fact that many things have changed since Scotland had an independence referendum in 2014, not least we face being taken out of the EU against our will. But he said he didn't want another referendum. He said he opposed independence. Actually, that's perfectly legitimate. I don't agree with it, but it's legitimate. But I thought it was interesting that he stopped short of saying that he would seek to block the right of the Scottish people to choose. And when you think about it, maybe that's not surprising, because when he does say that, particularly at the start of an election campaign, he sounds as if he's saying to the Scottish people that he doesn't care how we vote, he's going to ignore that vote. Now, the fact of the matter is that's not a sustainable position. It's certainly not a democratic position. Everybody in Scotland knows there's going to be another independence referendum. And if people of Scotland vote SNP, if the SNP win this election, then that sends a clear message that we want to take our future into our own hands rather than have Boris Johnson continue to impose a future upon us.